You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On a seasonal basis, how many overseas workers come into New Zealand to work as fruit pickers?
I don't have the number right now in front of me, but in my understanding, the new announcement of the government, they're planning to bring in 2,000 RC workers, and they will be paid the living wage, and plus they will also be paid when they were actually in isolation. I think that's very a step in the right direction, because for a long time, these RC workers were actually undervalued, and there's no market rate for what they do. Now we can argue that the living wage is actually the right wage for them.
There's still around 6,000 seasonal workers who are stuck in New Zealand as a result of the pandemic who won't be eligible for the living pay rise that will come to these new workers. How would you like to see the government support the workers who are already stuck here?
Recently the government actually hit our call to activate the Section 64 of the Social Security Act, and this would be able to assist them in terms of their income and accommodation where they're actually looking for another job. And I think there's also actually a program by the Ministry of Social Development to make sure that there will be some assistance in travel and accommodation, because we've been actually asking a lot of those workers, if ever they would like to work in this industry, what kind of support that the employer and even the government can actually do to help them. And basically, there's a unanimous suggestion that travel and accommodation is actually, those are big things for them, aside from getting actually the living wage.
How important is the living wage for all fruit picking workers?
Look, for a long time, there is an argument there that workers are only getting the minimum wage, but if ever you also deduct the accommodation and other expenses that they incur, it's actually below minimum wage. And that is the reason why this kind of work is not attractive to New Zealanders. Now that we're starting to raise the bar and reaching the living wage, I think there will be now some attraction to local workers, plus even seasonal workers, because my understanding is that even the Pacific countries are also questioning that how come that they're only getting minimum wage, but if ever you deduct those expenses, actually quite minimal in terms of income that they can actually send to their families back home. So living wage is a step in the right direction because it will attract local workers. At the same time, it also incentivizes the RSC workers actually to basically work here in New Zealand and be treated properly like other workers in New Zealand.
What other factors are turning away locals from looking into working in the fruit picking sector?
We are currently conducting a survey for those workers who've been made redundant, and we are asking the question, what are the things that they consider that might actually decide that they will be working in the kiwi fruit industry, for example? And like what I've said before, it's about travel and accommodation aside from pay. Because the point is that we have to make this industry as a decent job. As of now, New Zealanders are not seeing this as a decent job, but basically a hard labor and a cheap labor. But if ever we can change the narrative by actually providing a living wage and giving them guaranteed hours a week, like 30 hours a week, because that's my understanding, they are now offering guaranteed 30 hours a week to RSC workers. So if ever they can also offer that to local workers, I think that will be the step in the right direction, and that's going to start attracting a lot of local workers to work in the industry.
Would you like to see the government look into further border exemptions for seasonal workers?
We would like to see the government to make a balance here. One is to continue to attract local workers to work industry by improving the pay and work condition. And the second one is actually that by continuing looking after those RSC workers coming here or crossing the border to work in New Zealand, because even if ever we keep on inviting them coming over to New Zealand, but if ever we are not treating them well and paying them well, doesn't look good for New Zealand, and it's not also solving the problem. I think if there is a silver lining about this pandemic, I think that is actually the conversations and actions being done now to treat the RSE workers properly and to consider actually investing in local workers to make sure that there will be some attraction to work in the industry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.